Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me on my mic. I turned down the gain a little bit, and hopefully there's a difference. Hopefully there's some kind of difference here. Lots going on, folks. Scary events, like I said they would. My video is time-stamped. When I said all of this would be coming through, they're making desperate moves to put a lid on all this. So that's what's happening right now. All the deep state actors are involved. They're deploying all assets. It's if you know what you're looking at, folks, you know, okay? You know what you're looking at. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, I'm getting a lot of great reviews on this. I'm trying to get to 600 reviews. So help me out. My mama's book, The Mexican Mix. That's also on Amazon. Just leave her a nice review. Do that. Do me a favor. Do me a solid. Folks, how many of you feel like we're living in like a bad Hollywood B movie, like fucking trannies with guns? That's what I feel like I'm living in. Trannies with, I mean, this is like the craziest shit I've ever seen. The world's gone mad. The world has gone mad. Oh shit. Noble Gold. Look, folks, we're in uncertain times. You're gonna need gold. You're gonna need gold. So Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than a week. There are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means printing more money, folks. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of negative $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they take the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that invested in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside any government control. That is the truth. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce American the Beautiful coin with each gold and silver IRA if you qualify. NobleGoldInvestments.com, folks. The link is down there in the description box. Hit the link below. Get yourself some gold. We are in uncertain times. Crazy times. Trannies with guns. Anyway, I told you I'd do that. So I'm paying attention to this Restrict Act. More far-reaching gut problem, reaction, solution. They need the problem. TikTok is the problem. Now, that gives us a chance to overreach. Big brother. It's all bullshit. Create the problem. Get a reaction. Oh, we got to do something about it. Like now. It's got to happen now. We got to do something about it right now. Pass this bill. It's 10,000 pages long. Here you go. We didn't have time to read it. We don't read it. It's the way it is. It's what they do. It's how they function. And it's our job as citizens to pull them back, make them accountable. We're watching you. Oh, we're watching all of you. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Folks, get to my Telegram. Get to my Getter. Spotify, listen to me in your headphones. Rhonda Peterson, thank you. Rumble is Nino's Corner. I just put a really good video up on Stephen. The Sutherford Springs Church Massacre. I have that up there right now on Rumble. Go check it out. Rumble's Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter is Nino Boxer. My Twitter is going to surpass my Telegram. That's kind of odd. My Telegram was taken off, and then all of a sudden they had a spam problem, and it's like, brrr, it's like someone spam is vomiting all over my posts. It's like, by the way, I'm wearing my it's my Second Amendment hat. You can get it at a Patriot Wear. Celebrate the Second Amendment. Your ARs, you know what I'm talking about. Your assault rifles, celebrate it while you still have them. PatriotWear.com, being right there, get yourself some cool gear, folks. I got a lot of cool stuff. I got a team of people that are putting together designs, shirts, hats, shorts for the summer. I like it. I even got socks up there. Socks, cold, coffee mugs, tumblers. It's pretty cool. So check it out, PatriotWear.com, and let me know what you want to see on there. If you think I'm lacking anything, write me to Nino's Corner 77 at Gmail and let me know. Thank you, Big Sean. Yo, hey, yo. Nino's Corner.tv is awesome. It's kicked off I just put up Ollie London. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Ollie London. He's a transgender that, not only transgender, he's trans ethnic. He's got a huge following, folks. The guy's really big on the internet, on Twitter, on his own platforms, are millions of people. He's detransitioning, and he's a very brave soul. I really loved having him on. You know, we got to treat these people. You know, it all stems from bullying as a child, and I know about that, folks. I was bullied into champion. This guy, I guess you could say, was bullied into transgender. I don't know, but the stem of all this is bullying. And I really tried to understand him. I think he's a good soul. And I think I think if you just have an open mind and listen to him, we can all come to a middle ground here and break bread. And break bread. Because his voice deserves to be heard. And it's heard on ninoscorner.tv. Ollie London, Gender Madness is the name of his book. Go check it out. He's going to be, I guess I can comfortably call him he right now. He said it's okay. So, but I'm also going to put this on YouTube, but it's going to be highly edited on YouTube because obviously our discussions can go off the deep end. And the unedited version is on ninoscorner.tv. I'm also going to be having Dr. Robert Young on, I believe today. Today I'm having Dr. Young on. I'm going to have SG Anon's coming on today. I got two interviews after this morning show to knock out. I got Megan Walsh coming on again. It's always a good time with her, huh? So she's coming on again. Bob Olson will be coming on talking about time travel. Yeah. Do aliens travel through time? Are they future humans? What are they? We'll find out with Bob Olson. And then I got the Ghost coming on. I got a schedule with him. The Ghost and Juan O'Savin is a reoccurring guest, folks. Reoccurring guest. I got to talk to Juan. He was just at the Reckoning Fest. So I got to get him on. Whew. Without further ado, folks, you might want to lower the volume a little bit. I like to give a little warning before I go full retard. So here's the warning. Here's your warning. Lower the volume. Lower the volume. Lower the volume. You guys like my shirt? Red pill. Red pill. If you listen to Dustin Nemos, it's a black pill. How many of you listened and saw the last interview? Boy, am I getting a lot of emails for that, folks. I let everyone have a voice. I mean, it's controversial, but I mean, I don't agree with it. But hey, Dustin Nemos, he went all in. Nothing was holding him back on this one. I'll tell you that. That's crazy shit. All right, and without further ado. coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby, let's go. Gotta have a good time during the apocalypse. Oh, yeah. How do you like a little Nino with your morning coffee? Believe it or not, these morning shows make me pretty tired throughout the day. I still have to go to the gym, pump some iron. I believe in being very active, you know. You got to live your life. So, TikTok bills could dangerously expand national security state. They're going to use TikTok like they use 9/11 for the Patriot Act. All those fun things to take away your rights. It's coming. I'd be very surprised if this passed. But no, I wouldn't. What am I saying? Be surprised? No, I wouldn't. So, basically, TikTok has begun... has all the rage in Washington lately, not for the reasons which lead to 150 million Americans to use it, but because of the rush by politicians to try to ban the app, which is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Two major bills that would impose sweeping restrictions on Chinese-owned software are working their way through the House. The Senate, I'd be surprised if the House doesn't stop this. We'll see, though. We'll see. While TikTok CEO Sun Zhu Hsu, who recently brought before the House Commerce Committee for hostile questioning, the executive branch is also seeking to force ByteDance to sell the app to an American owner against Chinese opposition. Those raising the alarm about Chinese ownership of TikTok cite invasive surveillance practices, privacy violations created by excessive collection and exploitation of user data, addictive design features, and harmful content. But all of these disturbing characteristics are all ambiguous features of American-owned big tech apps ranging from Google to Facebook to Instagram, and were in many ways pioneered by American Silicon Valley companies. In the case of TikTok, the claim is that the Chinese ownership makes these problems particularly harmful because Chinese intelligence services can access user data and technologies owned by Chinese companies such as ByteDance. Some also go further by claiming that TikTok could be used to compromise the security of devices in which it is installed. So let's fast forward through all this. Let's get to many of the problems. So they're going to be trying to pass these bills here, folks. Many of the problems with the H.R. 1153 were pointed out by Rep. Gregory Meeks, a Democrat from New York. Problem, reaction, solution. And other Democratic members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee during the committee debate on the bill. And the bill passed on a partisan vote. This makes it less likely that it will become law. But that's not true with S-686, the Restrict Act, and Senate TikTok bill, which has significant momentum toward passage. S-686 has 21 bipartisan co-sponsors and has been endorsed by the Biden administration. Oh, better beware of that now. It was endorsed by the Biden administration. The bill would grant an executive branch, unprecedented new national security powers over commerce in information and communication technologies, and by extension, speech. This is scary. President doesn't like it, you're gone. The Restrict Act requires the executive branch to prohibit or otherwise mitigate any transaction or activity in information and communication technologies by companies controlled by a foreign adversary. If the secretary determines that such a transaction poses any risk to U.S. national security, the bill grants the president a wide range of civil and criminal options to enforce such mitigation, including forced devisement of assets, seizure of assets, and subpoenas for information under Section 12 of the bill. Legal, say goodbye to your freedoms on the internet if this goes. This is dangerous. Really, really dangerous. I mean, this will just, I'll be gone. This is how they do it. Problem, reaction, solution, folks. Crazy times we're living in. Evil stops at nothing, folks. They don't want... Basically, they're using TikTok to take away the freedom of information because they got to have a lid on it so they can do their dirty deeds. I mean, I can only hope. So, all right, folks, let's recap on some of scary events since my last video that is timestamped 3 weeks ago about J6 being exposed, and I said expect a scare event. Now, you must remember this is March Madness, folks. This is very important to the cabal. March is an important month. You got to remember, these people sit in the highest positions of power, folks. They can do anything they want. It's not like they basically own the money system. They own everything, folks, to it's not, to me, this is going to be, this is all out war, and there's going to be no way. You got to understand, it's Goliath, David versus Goliath. That's really what this is. It's David versus Goliath. We're David. And the odds are stacked against us, but not if you have God, folks. It's going to get scary, but I believe we're going to come through. I believe we're going to pull through this. When you're as powerful as these people, you can basically do anything, folks. As the House keeps applying pressure and J6 has been exposed for what it is, the walls are closing in on these psychopaths, but they have so much arrogance and so much determination. They're basically underestimating all patriots. They're looking at you like, useless eaters, grazers. Let's just get this over with and knock this out. You have no rights to them. Nothing. You're a disease to them. So, but folks, I got to say, for the deep state actors in America, the politicians, there is a panic setting in. They see the House hearings moving forward. There's a lot of things taking place. So they're deploying all assets. They're going all in. They're moving in. They're just making their moves. And even traitors such as Ron DeSantis, Pence, and Chris Christie. You know, they got to take out Trump, folks, because why? Trump is the only thing that stands in their way between them and us. Get him out of the way, they're golden. So Pence, DeSantis, and Chris Christie have been activated. These traitors. So let's recap after what I said of J6. Once I saw the J6 footage come out on Fox, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. All hell's going to break loose now. All hell's going to break loose now. And I was right. Big failures. Expect more. They're going all in with the digital ID. So big, they're going full in. So we're pushing their hands. They're going full in panic mode here. Bank failures, basically monopolizing, taking over the smaller banks. That way when they drop the dollar, everyone has to use a digital ID. I don't know, is it going to be on your forehead? Is it going to be in your hand? Is it going to be injected? I don't know. Trump arrest. The Trump arrest was a big scare, right? It's still in the works. They still want to arrest him. They're finding anything they can. So they want him out of the picture, which also works for both sides if you listen to 107. Mass shootings. I said that would happen. Now, I don't know how they do that. Is it voice-to-skull technology? I don't know how they do this, but I said it would happen. It's happening. I expect many more. In fact, I think before I got on live this morning, I think something else was happening somewhere else. If that makes any sense at all. Can you guys fact-check that and let me know? Is there another shooting today happening? I don't know. I think I saw something briefly on it. I could be wrong, but... Sheila Carlin, thank you. So on the record, this is the first time people are talking about mental illness and not guns. So I don't know if you guys watched the Wonder Bob video. It's on here. Go and watch it. It's a feel-good video with Wonder Bob. one of my good mentors, a good friend of mine, very, very enlightened human being. I'll tell you that right now. But he's saying the old magic is not working anymore. It's not working in this new paradigm. So anything they really try to do backfires on them because you got to use love. Okay. That's what he says. A 28-year-old woman with two assault-type rifles and a handgun opened fire inside the Covenant School. Police said the school serves preschool to sixth grade. Three children and three adult staff members are dead after a mass shooting event Monday at the Covenant School, a private Christian school in Nashville's Green Hills neighborhood. Among the victims are 3 9-year-old children, Evelyn DeCouse, Haley Scruggs, and William Kinney. The adult victims are Cynthia Peake, 61, Mike Hill, 61, and Catherine Coens, 60. Coens was Covenant's head of school. The shooter, described by police as a 28-year-old white Nashville woman, was shot by responding officers, police said. She's believed to be a former student of the school, said Nashville Police Chief John Drake, who did not release her name. Police know her address and continue to investigate, he said. It's a very unfortunate situation. So I've heard that this girl was transitioning into a man. Am I right in saying that? Can you give me a thumbs up if that's what was happening here? She blames the school. I don't know. What's going on? Okay. What the fuck? Oh. Is that what it is? Okay, I figured. Police chief tells NBC News a sense of resentment may have fueled the Nashville shooter's attack on former school. A sense of resentment might have played a role in a 28-year-old's deadly attack on the private Christian school they once attended, Nashville police said Monday. The shooter, Nashville resident Audrey Hale, had no previous criminal record before opening fire at the Covenant School, killing 3 children and 3 adults, authorities said. There's some belief that there was some resentment for having to go to that school. Well, I was an altar boy at St. Patrick's, and nothing happened to me that I know of. Maybe I'm blocking it out. I don't know, but I don't think so. Nashville Police Chief John Drake and Lester Holt on NBC News. While the shooter might have targeted the Covenant School, Drake stopped short of saying Hale was going after any specific people. There were also indications that Hale had planned to target other locations. You know, it's basically just a suicide mission. These people want out, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to take everyone with me. It's kind of like the deep state. They know they're on their way out, and they're taking everything with them. Hale sent the messages on Instagram to Avriana Patton, a friend from school. The shooter left a detailed manifesto. They always leave these manifestos. And a drawn-out map of the school. 6 people, including 3 kids, were shot dead in the shooter's rampage. God bless those families. Really, God bless those. It's sickening. You guys got to go to my Rumble channel, Nino's Corner, and watch the interview I had with it's a church massacre. I forget his last name. Forgive me for that. But you'll see it. It's the Sutherland Church Massacre on Rumble. And it's the guy gives it step by step of what he did to stop a shooter and chase the shooter down, in which the shooter turned the gun on himself and it was over. I can't say the word on YouTube. Nashville should brace for copycat events in wake of trans shooter Audrey Hale's massacre because of contagion effect, FBI's former top profiler says. The FBI's former top profile says communities should stay on alert for up to 2 weeks in the wake of Monday's massacre in Nashville. More shootings will follow, the one in Tennessee, Mary Ellen O'Toole said. Police have yet to release a motive for the trans killer. That sounds like a movie. Trans killer. Which led to the deaths of 3 children and 3 staff of Covenant School. They're saying here that mass shootings kill 175 people from Columbine to Nashville. Mass shooters have killed hundreds of people throughout history in realms like stores, theaters, and workplaces. but it is in schools and colleges where the carnage reverberates perhaps most keenly. Places filled with children of tender ages, older students aspiring to new heights. So this is all part of it, okay? Let's really analyze this together, okay, my audience and me. If a mass shooting is defined as resulting in the death of four or more people, not including a perpetrator, okay, so, 175 people have died in 15 such events connected to the U.S. schools and colleges. Let me tell you, how do you stop a bad guy with a gun? The police take too long to get there, folks. They just take too long. How do you stop a bad guy with a gun? A good guy with a gun. A good, brave man, like the man I just interviewed on my Rumble channel, get over there, Steven, who went into a church where a guy opened fire 450 rounds. And guess what? He also had an assault rifle. And guess what? Guess who won? Steven. But let's not talk about fentanyl. Nah. Let's talk about guns. Take away armed citizens. Why? Well, we know why. Smart people know why. We know why the government wants to take away guns, don't we, folks? I can't say it on here, but we know why. But let's look at the real problems in America, the real leading causes of death. Fentanyl. Fentanyl is killing everybody from the ages of 18 to 45. You think you're going to do a little bump of cocaine with some friends? It's laced and you die. You think you're going to smoke some weed? Yeah, it's in weed now too. China's controlling that. Fentanyl is the real problem. And I believe...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Fuck it. I know it's well-engineered to take out our youth. And guess what? When you have a bad economy and people are losing their jobs, people resort to drugs. In America, that's what happens. And I'm not sure the exact numbers, but I have a friend that owned a recovery clinic that told me that it was either 2021 or 2022. It was like over 100,000, 150,000 deaths. You guys can fact check that by fentanyl alone. And what about automobile accidents? What about alcohol? Okay. I know alcohol kills more people than any of it. Okay. What about automobile accidents? Take away cars. Oh, wait. They are taking away cars, aren't they? Electric cars so they can just turn it off and you can live in a 15-minute city. They don't want you to have any of your fucking freedoms. They hate humanity. They hate you. I hate being the only one that can see this. I talk to people sometimes. They don't know what's going on. Hey, are you going to watch a football game? Are you going to watch a boxing match? It's little service, little people, little ants on the hill, you know? No consciousness. Just, oh, you're going to watch the game?
Let me get on my Instagram and make a duck face.
Not having any idea what's going on in the country. Nothing. Just mindlessly living their life.
No, I just go to work, come back home, feed my kids. Eat, go to sleep, do it all again the next day, not paying attention to anything that's going on. Nothing that's going on. Nothing.
They always say the same thing. I know what's going on. I watch the news. I watch Fox. I watch CNN. Not understanding any of the Mockingbird, MKUltra, any of the programs. Nothing. Why do you think they call it a television, telling a vision program? You don't think the CIA has their hand in that? What do you think about schools, indoctrination camps? Okay. You go to school and you learn what they give you. They don't teach you how to think. They teach you what to think. You're just a program at the school. But I'm going to be a doctor. You're going to be a doctor on the materials they give you to learn. Okay? Got to step out the matrix. Step out of the matrix. Red pill. Red pill. Wake up. Try not to take the black pill like Dustin Nemos, okay? J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon to testify under oath in Jeffrey Epstein lawsuit. Getting real. It's getting real for them. Pay attention to the moves we're making, folks. For the first time ever in history, the U.S. Federal Reserve has experienced operating losses. Let me say that again so you understand what's going on here. For the first time in history, the U.S. Federal Reserve has experienced operating losses. What? It's like, that's not supposed to happen. Yeah, but it's happening. Welcome to the apocalypse. U.S. banks are sitting on $1.7 trillion in unrealized losses. $1.7 trillion. 17, huh? Interesting. U.S. banks are sitting on $1.7 trillion in unrealized losses. The IRS, the weaponized IRS, the IRS makes a strange house call on Matt. I hate this guy's last name. Matt Taibbi? Is that how you say it? I don't know. Matt Taibbi. Taibbi. Matt Taibbi. Democrats are denouncing the House GOP investigation into the weaponization of government, but maybe that's because Republicans are getting somewhere. That includes new evidence that the Internal Revenue Service may be targeting a journalist who testified before the weaponized committee, the weaponization committee. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan sent a letter Monday to IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen seeking an explanation for why journalist Matt Taibbi received an unannounced home visit, intimidation practices right here, folks. Unannounced home visit from an IRS agent. We've seen the letter and both the circumstances and timing of the IRS focus on this journalist has raised serious questions. And you know you can arm the IRS now so they can come over with a gun. You didn't pay your taxes, sir. Matt Taibbi was provoked. Matt Taibbi has provoked the IRS of the IRE of Democrats and other journalists for his role in researching Twitter records and then releasing internal communications from the social media giant that expose its censorship and its contacts with government officials. That can't have that. You can't have that. So we're going to intimidate you a little bit and send an IRS agent over to see you. Knock, 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 knock. Pretty scary times, folks. The weaponization of the government against the people. That's what's happening. Mike Pence must testify about conversations he had with Donald Trump leading up to January 6th, judge rules. This guy's not going to go away. Remember, he sold the country out with a coin, for a coin. Federal judge has decided that former Vice President Mike Pence must testify. I bet he's so happy about this. Must testify to grand jury about conversations he had with Donald Trump leading up to J6, 2021, according to multiple sources familiar with a recent federal court ruling. But the judge said in a ruling that remains under seal that Pence can still decline to answer questions related to his actions on January 6th itself when he was serving as president of the Senate, for the certification of the you-know-what election, according to one of the sources. So even with all the shit coming out that we put out on Tucker Carlson, this guy's still playing pretend. It's still an insurrection to Mike Pence. He's still playing that game. So he's still going to play pretend and pretend you guys are all fucking stupid and you don't know what's really going on. And he's going to be a hero. He's going to be a hero and get out there and sell out the former president. But he's a hero. I don't want to do this, but Donald Trump is just a big mistake for the country. We already know what you're going to say, you traitor. We don't. Those are my audience, myself and my. Get out of here. We already know who you are. You're Judas. And then we got Chris Christie, the mole rat. I like to call him the mole rat. Oh, boy. He looks like a little mole rat, doesn't he? Like a little fucking hairless mole.
Oh, boy. Christie repeatedly berates Trump in New Hampshire, signals 2024 decision by June. So Manchester, New Hampshire, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie sharply criticized Donald Trump on Monday. This guy will just do anything. This guy will just do it. You pay him, he does it. Whatever you tell him to do. On Monday, during his first trip this year to New Hampshire, as he kept the door open to entering the GOP presidential primary against his former ally and signaled he would decide by June. In a nearly two-hour town hall at St. Anselm College's New Hampshire Institute of Politics, Christie said Trump's name more than 20 times, attacking the former president over his efforts to overturn the you-know-what that he lost. So these people are doubling down on that. They're saying you're stupid, that you don't know, you're just a denier, you're an idiot. Jay saying the whole thing's real. It's all real. And as long as they can put that out there and say it enough times, they're hoping you take it, you believe it. Oh, boy, folks, I got to tell you, I'm going to take Friday off. I got to take Friday off. This is too much on my psyche. Obama blames Trump for China's rise. What do Democrats do best? They like to blame. They like to play victim. And Obama, Obama and Big Mike, I'm watching Big Mike. I think he's going to make a move. Way off in the land down under, former President Barack Obama blamed his White House successor, Donald Trump, for China's increasingly antagonistic behavior. Obama talked foreign policy during a paid speaking tour appearance Tuesday in Sydney, part of a lucrative arrangement that reportedly could get him upwards of $1 million. In talking with former Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop, Obama and Chinese leader Xi Jinping has had forceful and confident demeanor, according to a report on Daily Mail Australia. The Democrat said China began to change once I left office. So what he's saying is, once I left office, that China began to change once I left office. In 2017, when Trump entered the White House following his victory over Obama's preferred candidate, Hillary Clinton. And if she would have got in, this would already be a wrap. At least we're in the fight, ladies and gentlemen. With my successor coming in, I think he saw an opportunity because the U.S. president didn't seem to care that much about the rules-based international system, Obama said of Z. And so as a consequence, I think China's attitude as well, we could take advantage of what appears to be a vacuum internationally and on a lot of these issues, Obama says. And what he's saying here is because Trump was so headstrong that it made China resent America. Even as he worked to strike a deal, Trump waged a trade war against China during his 4 years in office, which included steep tariffs on imports and what he said was an effort to reverse a deficit that has disadvantaged the United States. In Trump's stated view, it was his predecessors, including Obama, who allowed China to become so powerful. I agree. Biden administration hit with class action lawsuit over pressuring big tech to censor users. So President Biden's administration has been hit with a class action lawsuit over how the president and other top officials pressured big tech to censor users. This is kind of interesting going with that Restrict Act. Lawyer Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his group Children's Health Defense, and Louisiana resident Connie Sampagnaro brought in the suit to the U.S. court in Louisiana against Biden and top officials like Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and White House Assistant Robert Flaherty. The pressure of the officials and their agencies brought to bear against Twitter and other big tech companies to crack down on alleged mis- and disinformation, including targeting Kennedy personally, violates the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, according to the new suit. Will you please use a normal picture for your videos? The theatrics are so fake. Hey, Gabby Lane, moderators, kick her out of here. I'm so sick of people like this. Get rid of her. Gabby Lane, she's on there. Get her out. Get her out, moderators. I don't want her on here. I don't want people like that on here. Don't use that. I like them. That's my personality.
Goodbye. Don't get on here anymore. You're out. Kick her out. Sorry, I'm in a bad mood today. I'm in a real bad mood. Sometimes reading this stuff gets you going. Barges in the on the loose in Ohio River, folks. One carrying methanol sinking. So in Louisville, Kentucky, Kentucky emergency officials are trying to corral several barges that are currently on the loose in the Ohio River. The state's emergency response team said 10 out of 11 barges became loose from the tug early Tuesday morning. One of them is carrying 1,400 of methanol, dang, tons of methanol, and is particularly submerged at the McAlpine Dam. The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention say methanol is a toxic alcohol that is used industrially as a solvent, pesticide, and alternative fuel source. And it's sinking in the Ohio River. 1,400 tons of methanol, folks. You got to think. This has got to be all on purpose. Jennifer Brown, thank you. Yeah, I want her out. I don't want her on her. Sorry. I want her gone. Border news. And I live here in El Paso, so I'm very familiar with the border, folks. At least 39 migrants. I actually heard it's more than that now. I heard it's in the 40s. 39 migrants die in a fire at Mexico facility near U.S. border. And I'm going to tell you the inside scoop on this, folks, because I talked to people in Ciudad Juarez. I talked to my friends there. So Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, at least 39 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday. And I think I saw this fire. I think I saw it over the bridge. Migrant facility in the Mexican northern border city of Ciudad Juarez, the government's National Migration Institute. In a statement, the INM said there were 68 adult men from Central and South America staying at the facility in the city opposite of El Paso. And that 29 of them were also injured in the blaze and taken to four hospitals in the area. A witness saw bodies line up in body bags and confirmed that the fire, whose origins are under investigation, had been extinguished. Many of the migrants in the facility were Venezuelan, according to Reuters witness. The fire of the deadliest hit the country in years occurred, and the U.S. and Mexico are battling to cope with record levels of border crossings as they share the frontier. So, folks, what I'm understanding here from the people in Juarez is that they're really sick of these Venezuelans and people from South America coming up and living in Juarez. They're very violent, and the Juarenos are getting sick of this shit, from what I understand. So I'm thinking, just an opinion, I'm going to assume here that this was a hit on them. I think people in Juarez are getting really tired of this shit, and they're trying to do something about it, is what I think. I think it was arson, and that's my opinion. That's just my opinion. Because I know they're getting fed up. And Juarez, you had one thing you got to know about Juarez is they'll take matters into their own hands very fast. Unlike Americans who just like to gripe and complain. In Juarez, they do it on their own. They'll band together and they'll take this shit. They'll take care of this shit. Trust me. Madonna adds Tennessee tour stop to protest anti-LGBTQ legislation. Madonna is adding Tennessee tour stop to raise money for trans rights organizations in the wake of state passing historic anti-LGBTQ legislation. The Queen of Pop. Is she still the Queen of Pop? The celebration tour now includes a Nashville show and seven other bonuses. So if you want to go and listen to more, these celebrities, man, these righteous celebrities. Isn't she too old to be going on tour? Oh, God. Earlier this month, Tennessee became the first state to pass a law explicitly targeting drag shows. It also joined a list of states that have enacted bans on gender-affirming health care for transgender youth. The performer said that Tennessee's show is intended to celebrate the trans and drag communities. The oppression of the LGBTQ+, because they're getting ready to add the P. Remember I told you, they're getting ready to add the P. It's not only unacceptable and inhumane, it's creating an unsafe environment. It makes America a dangerous place makes America a dangerous place. Who's the one shooting up schools? Okay. She also added, also these so-called laws to protect our children are unfounded and pathetic. Anyone with half a brain knows not to fuck with a drag queen. Bob the drag queen and I see you for the stage in Nashville where we will celebrate the beauty that is in the queer community. You guys got to watch the Ollie London interview I did. I'm going to put that on YouTube. He's a really brave soul, man. He's detransitioning. He was trans, ethnic, and transgender, and he's detransitioning. And he's Christian now, and it's, you know, you gotta hear him out, folks. You gotta hear him out. Get this. The mark of the beast is coming. You all think it's not. Oh, that's all hearsay. That's all conspiracy. No, it's not. Tell me if we're not moving closer here, folks. Panera Bread will let you pay using Amazon's palm scanning tech. Panera is deploying Amazon One, a payment service that allows customers to pay and collect membership rewards by scanning their palms. Amazon has announced that Amazon One, the e-commerce giant's palm reading payment technology, will be deployed at Panera brand locations around the U.S. The restaurant chain will be the first to leverage Amazon One's new loyalty card linking capabilities. It's all starting, folks. Allowing customers to connect My Panera loyalty membership to their Amazon One account and collect rewards when paying to purchase with their palm. So you're going to be able to pay with their palm. That says it in the Bible. It says exactly this in the Bible. Linking the two accounts is completely optional. For now, it's completely optional. Don't worry, it's optional. For now, customers can decide to use Amazon One just for payments, just for loyalty rewards, or for both. Though Amazon claims that linking a My Panera membership will allow restaurant staff to greet customers by name and provide a highly personalized experience. Some folks, like myself, would find that a little jarring, but it also provides convenience. Payment and loyalty rewards are handled simultaneously by just scanning your palm. Wow, man, it's coming. It is on its way. All for convenience. And this is worth looking into for me. I mean, I have a smartphone, but it says here, dumb phones are on the rise in the U.S. as Generation Z looks to limit screen time. Dumb phones may be falling out of fashion on a global scale, but it's a different story in the U.S. Companies like HMD Global, the maker of Nokia phones, continue to sell millions of mobile devices similar to those used in the early 2000s. This includes what is known as feature phones, traditionally flip phones, that have additional features like GPS or a hotspot. I think you can see it with certain Gen Z populations. They're tired of the screens, said John Briones, dumb phone influencer and moderator of the subreddit Dumb Phones. They don't know what is going on with mental health. And so they're basically saying it's causing a lot of mental health. Smartphones are. And a lot of people are converting to dumb phones. Folks, I think I might do this. I'll have a smartphone, but maybe when I take trips or whatever, I'll use a dumb phone. In what the fuck news, meatball from long extinct mammoth created by a food firm. A mammoth meatball has been created by a cultivated meat company resurrecting the flesh of the long extinct animals. The project aims to demonstrate the potential of meat grown from cells. See, folks, they want to get rid of your meat without the slaughter of animals. And to highlight the link between large-scale livestock production and the destruction of wildlife and the climate crisis. Blame everything. See, when you know this, when you understand this at a spiritual level, make you feel guilty for everything. white guilt, animal guilt. You got to eat a tomato. You can't eat any more steaks. You don't. It's mean. It's inhumane. I remember I read in the Sourcefield Investigations by David Wilcock that plants have feelings too. They speak to each other. Ain't that something? Tell that to a vegan. The mammoth meatball was produced by Vow, an Australian company, which is taking a different approach to cultured meat. There are scores of companies working on replacements for controversial meat, such as chicken, pork, and beef, but Vow is aiming to mix and match cells from the unconventional species to create new kinds of meat. The company has already investigated the potential of more than 50 species, including alpaca, buffalo, crocodile, kangaroo, peacocks, and different types of fish. The first cultivated meat to be sold to diners will be Japanese quail, which the company expects will be in restaurants in Singapore this year. We have a behavioral change problem when it comes to meat consumption, said George Papau, CEO of Vow. The goal is to transition a few billion meat eaters away from eating conventional animal protein to eating things that can be produced in electrified systems. That sounds healthy, doesn't it? And we believe the best way to do that is to invent meat. We look for cells that are easy to grow, really tasty and nutritious, and then mix and match those cells to create really tasty meat. Fake meat, all for the benefit of the climate. I'm taking Friday off. I need some time off, folks. I need to clear my head a little bit. Yeah, nothing like coming on here and taking shit from people in the comments. It's just ridiculous. The Ollie London interview is up on ninoscorner.tv. I'm going to put it up on YouTube as well. So I got to tell you, folks, like, I need a little bit of a break, so I'm going to take it. If you want to see, I'm going to be uploading on ninoscorner.tv. I'll be back Monday. Get to patriotwear.com. Get yourself a t-shirt or a cap. Folks, get to ninoscorner.tv and sign up for the general tent. Or if you want to do it monthly, the major tent. We got Danian Brinkley in April. And then after that, I'm probably going to get the Ghost or Juan O'Savin. And you'll be able to interact and talk with these people and ask your questions. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Liz Straub, thank you. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Yeah. All right, folks, I'm out. Later.